Year two in U.S. Bank Stadium has certainly been one to remember. The Vikings are 12-3 and are in prime position to lock up a first-round bye in the playoffs. With a 6-1 home record this season, U.S. Bank Stadium has become one of the NFL's most difficult places to play. This can be attributed to many different reasons. The offense's potential for a big gain at a moment's notice. The suffocating run defense.
Nowhere to go. Giovanni Bernard, Eric Kendricks leading the charge.
Or the clutch kicking in tight contests.
Snap spot. Right-footed four-bound kick is good. And the Minnesota Vikings take a 20-17 lead.
But there's a fourth element that has come into play this season. An element that can't be ignored.
This has quickly become one of the hardest venues to play in the NFL.
The crowd atmosphere at U.S. Bank Stadium definitely exceeded expectations. It's by far the loudest stadium I've ever played in. There's nothing better on being on the sidelines on third down while the defense is out there. And as soon as you think the crowd's loud, the play clock gets under 10, and they get even louder in anticipation for the snap. So it's definitely the loudest crowd I've ever been around.
Yeah, I mean, it's loud. It's there's no doubt about it. It's one of the loudest stadiums in the NFL. So our fans, once again, they come out in full force. They get loud in that stadium, and when they do, that helps us. I mean, we go out, and quarterbacks trying to make their checks, and they have to either call a timeout or get to delay a game. And even though that's hard for us as a defense as well, because it is so loud and it is hard to hear the calls, it's even harder on them because, you know, they have to make those adjustments, and if they can't make it, then their play is null and void.
I think it'd be like to go against that defense with the crowd whipped into a frenzy.
I don't know. I can barely talk on the sideline, you know, during when it's going on, but I know it's very tough on those guys. And you know, not being able to hear call plays first of all, and then you know, not really getting a good jump on the snap is it's really tough.
It's not only third down defense that gets the crowd riled up. The second year of the school chant creates a moment of intimidation every game.
You can see them react on the field when that school chant starts going before the game. I know it's played during the fourth quarter, especially in the pressure situations of the game. For that crowd to react and to make that noise, it makes it very difficult on the offense. But also, our players on the field feed off that energy.
And then crowd noise. This is, hey, we got to get it up here. This is the time. This is a home field advantage, baby. We need the noise.
The connection between fans and players in Minnesota is strong. It's something you don't find at every NFL stadium. Creating an intimidating atmosphere each Sunday is something the team and their fans can be proud of.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of reasons to have a sense of pride. You know, being a new stadium, we want to have like an amazing record in there. Obviously, being at home, and then just with the crowd, the way that they are into the game, and the way that they help us out, we want to make sure that we're winning games there and keeping them involved.
Even on the road, Vikings fans are there to support their team and make their presence known.
Now you've got, even at Lambeau Field, the skull chant of the Vikings louder than whatever the Packers fans are doing.
With the playoffs 1 week away and the NFC North Division in hand, a playoff game at U.S. Bank Stadium is a certainty. The home field advantage the Vikings have developed at U.S. Bank Stadium is something the team is relying on.
I think it was special. To do it at home in front of our crowd, man, that crowd is awesome. And to guarantee a home playoff game there, I can't imagine. I have a feeling it's going to be even more amped up.
Now we start playing for seeding, okay? So these next two games are going to be very important so that we get to go here in front of these fans that were so good today, right?
Yeah. Okay.
The fans are amazing. They always come out and support us no matter what's going on.
Dang near the family. I wouldn't just call them fans because they hold football as close to their heart as we do. So just the commitment that people come out, continuing to show us mad love and mad support with the ups and downs and just still being there for us.